Life is very hard, huh?
Hidup itu sangat sulit ya.
I know you go back, you know, go back to your house, your family, to your work.
Pasti tidak tahu bila kita sudah pulang ke rumah, ke keluarga kita, ke pekerjaan kita.
And forget everything that I said.
Dan lupakan semua yang Achan sampaikan.
No? So remember, in the morning, before you do anything, you practice for half an hour or for an hour. Then you go and do your things. When you come back home from work, you know, you practice another hour. And then you do your daily reflection.
Jadi jangan lupa ketika kita pagi, kita bangun pagi, kita bermeditasi selama setengah jam ataupun satu jam, dan barulah melakukan kegiatan-kegiatan kita. Dan ketika kita pulang kerja, di sore harinya kita juga bermeditasi satu jam, dan kemudian melanjutkan dengan merefleksikan keseharian kita, merenungkan keseharian kita.
And accept the things that come your way.
Accept the thing that comes in our way.
Come your way. That happened to you.
Menerima apapun yang terjadi pada kita, diri kita.
And if you do the daily reflection every day,
bila kita melakukan perenungan sehari-hari,
you can solve a lot of problems in your life.
Kita dapat menyelesaikan banyak masalah dalam kehidupan kita.
You can investigate the things that bother you.
Apakah kita dapat menyelidiki sesuatu yang mengganggu kita?
You learned how to investigate, especially feelings,
Kita belajar menyelidiki, terutama perasaan.
You accept the feelings, and then look what is behind, what came before the feelings arise.
Kita menyelidiki perasaan dan mengetahui, melihat apakah yang muncul sebelum perasaan itu muncul.
And then correct your views and opinions.
Dan kita mengkoreksi pandangan kita dan opini-opini kita.
Or cut down on your desires.
Ataupun kita memotong keinginan kita.
Always remember happiness is here in the heart.
Selalu ingat bahwa kebahagiaan itu ada di dalam hati kita.
If you're sad or if you're worried, you know, just go and sit and meditate, you know, and forget about all the thoughts and memories, you know, and then you will be happy.
Tetapi bila kita hanya duduk saja dan kita melupakan semua pikiran dan memori kita, ingatan kita, kita dapat melakukannya.
And if things become so difficult, then you know, use anatta.
Tetapi bila kemudian menjadi sulit, kita harus menggunakan anatta.
Whatever I can see, whatever I can perceive, cannot be me.
Apapun yang bisa saya lihat, what I can see, what I can
perceive.
Perceive. What is perceive, Ajahn?
What is perceive? Whatever I can experience.
Apapun yang bisa kita alami, kita rasakan, itu bukanlah diri kita.
It's not me, not mine, it's not myself.
Bukan saya, bukan diri saya, dan bukan milik saya.
You can look at it, you know, the moment I can look at it, it normally disappears instantly.
Ketika kita melihatnya, ia langsung menghilang dalam sekejap. Berapa saat.
So remember that well,
Jadi ingatlah itu dengan baik.
And now if you have any questions, you know, you can ask them last questions.
Dan bila Anda ingin bertanya, mohon bertanya. Untuk menggunakan kesempatan retreat terakhir hari ini. Achan, he's not a participant, but he just joined in.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to start a great teaching practice of today. I just started.
What? I don't understand a thing.
He said he just going to start meditate today. Today he just going to start meditate.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I taught him how to meditate, you know, 3 days ago. I'm not going to start to tell him how to meditate.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? I mean, you should have come, you know, in the beginning, yeah, when I showed you how to meditate. Now I don't want it anymore, yeah. I mean, ask the others, you know, I mean, you know, they can tell you, you know.
Before I explain a bit.
And coming in the last minute, huh?
Ada pertanyaan, jangan malu-malu. Besok Achan sudah pulang. Dipikirkan atau di? Oh, ya. Semalam enggak datang ya? So Achan, she asked how to do the daily reflection, and that I asked, yeah, because yesterday Achan explained it, so I asked her, you didn't come yesterday, and then she just
maybe. Yeah, I talked about yesterday, huh? I mean, when you wake, you know, in the evening, when your mind is calm, yeah, you think about, you know, with what kind of thoughts did I wake up?
Jadi seperti yang Achan sampaikan, ya, ketika sore hari pikiran kita sudah tenang, kita merenungkan, ya, awalnya kita merenungkan mulai dari awal, kita bangun pagi hari dengan pikiran atau perasaan apa kita terbangun.
And then what did I do?
Dan apakah yang kita lakukan kemudian?
What kind of thoughts were there while I washed my face, you know? Or what kind of feelings?
Ketika kita mencuci muka kita, apakah pikiran yang muncul ataukah perasaan apa yang muncul?
What did I do next?
Apa yang saya lakukan kemudian?
What kind of feelings, what kind of thoughts were there?
Pikiran atau perasaan apa yang muncul saat itu?
And so you go through the whole day.
Dan dengan demikian, ya, kita melanjutkan sampai keseluruhan keseharian kita.
If you can't remember, just skip it, you know, go to the next thing you can remember.
Bila kita tidak dapat mengingatnya, kita hanya skip, ya, melewati ke bagian yang kita ingat.
And never ever judge.
Dan jangan pernah menilai atau mengejudge.
That means never say this was good or this was bad.
Tidak perlu kita mengatakan bahwa yang ini baik, yang ini tidak baik.
We just want to show the heart what it does.
Kita hanya ingin memperlihatkan hati ini, ya, apa yang dilakukan.
What it does and how it reacts.
Dan bagaimana kita bereaksi terhadapnya.
And then you see, then you understand what you're doing, why you're doing, and what the results of your doing are.
Dan kemudian kita bisa melihat apa yang kita lakukan, kenapa kita melakukannya, dan apa hasil dari yang kita lakukan tersebut.
And you will see, you will do a lot of things that are completely unnecessary or unwholesome.
Jadi kita bisa melihat bahwa kita banyak melakukan perbuatan yang tidak perlu atau perbuatan yang tidak baik.
And once a heart sees and understands, it will let go of these unwholesome things.
Dan ketika hati ini melihat, ya, dia bisa melepaskan hal yang tidak baik tersebut.
Like I said yesterday, the moment we show the heart, you know, that the hand is on fire, you know, it automatically retracts it.
Seperti yang Achan sampaikan semalam, ya, ketika kita tangan kita berada di api, ya, dengan otomatis tangan tersebut akan menarik.
But we are constantly looking the other way, ya. Yeah?
Tetapi kita selalu melihat ke arah yang lain.
We are constantly looking outward at other people, at other situations, other things. We never look at, you know, what the heart is doing.
Kita selalu melihat keluar kepada orang lain, kepada tempat yang lain. Kita tidak pernah melihat ke dalam.
Once the heart sees, you know, it does something unwholesome, nah, it automatically retracts the hand that is on fire.
Ketika hati tersebut melihat sesuatu yang tidak baik, dia dengan otomatis menarik tangan keluar dari api.
You don't have to tell it.
Anda tidak perlu mengatakan atau memintanya untuk menarik tangan tersebut.
Okay, understood?
So, Ajahn, we have to do it while our mind is calm.
And of course.
So it's after meditation.
If the mind is calm and clear, then we see clearly. Otherwise, you know, I mean, it's, you know, foggy.
Yeah. Jadi harus dilakukan ketika pikiran kita tenang, ya, kalau supaya kita bisa melihat lebih jelas. Kalau tidak, ya hanya berkabut, ya, tidak jelas.
Thank you. But we still do it even if the mind is not so calm, yeah. But the calmer the mind, the clearer we see.
Tetapi kita juga tetap melakukannya ketika pikiran kita belum tenang, tetapi lebih jelas yang dapat kita lihat ketika pikiran kita sudah tenang.
And then you can also see, you know, in the morning when you wake up, what kind of dreams, what kind of thoughts, what kind of emotions are there, you know, how they picture the whole day.
Dan Anda bisa melihat, ya, ketika kita bangun, kita terbangun dengan mimpi yang apa, pikiran yang bagaimana, ia dapat menggambarkan keseluruhan hari kita.
You remember from your life, you know, if you wake up and you are in a good mood, the whole day goes very smooth.
Apakah Anda ingat ketika terbangun dengan mood yang baik, ya, dan keseharian hari tersebut, ya, merupakan hari yang baik.
But if you wake up with a lot of worries and sorrow, then the whole day goes wrong.
Tetapi bila kita terbangun, ya, dengan kegelisahan ataupun kesedihan, ya, maka keseluruh hari kita, ya, menjadi tidak baik.
And that's also why it's so important, you know, to practice, you know, after you wake up, before you do anything, you know, to let all these things go.
Oleh karena itu sangatlah penting kita bermeditasi setelah kita terbangun, ya, untuk melepaskan hal-hal ini.
Okay, so.
Thank you, Ajahn. Ada pertanyaan lagi? Jelas enggak, ya? Dipahami? Itu pertanyaan yang sangat bagus, ya. Ya, ada lagi? Nah. Oh, iya, iya. Ya, tanya. Oke, itu aja. Ya. Ajahn, she asked, when we do walking meditation, Ajahn teach with the hand on the front. Can we put the hand at the back? Not at all.
No.
Yeah, tidak boleh.
But there's a reason why we do it. Yeah? I mean, it's the same when we sit here. You know, the citta is the center. Yeah. And for walking also. Yeah. When we put it behind, you know, the citta is not really at the center.
Jadi ada alasan untuk hal tersebut. Jadi kita meletakkan ketika kita bermeditasi, ya, dengan tangan kita di bagian ini, ya, citta itu terletak di bagian tengah. Tapi tidak sedemikian ketika kita meletakkan tangan kita di belakang.
What we can do is when we turn around, I mean we stretch a little bit before we continue.
Oh, apa yang kita dapat lakukan adalah ketika kita berputar, ya, kita dapat melakukan stretching sedikit, ya, sebelum kita kembali lanjut. Terima kasih juga. Sometimes I did that too when my hand is tired.
Yeah, it's not the same. I mean, you can try it out, you know, you can concentrate better when the hands are there.
Thank you, Achan. Ya, kita dapat mencobanya, tetapi tidaklah sama. Kita dapat berkonsentrasi lebih baik bila tangan kita di depan.
Ya.
Ada lagi?
I take the opportunity. I mean, you might not see me again.
Ya, gunakanlah kesempatan ini ya, karena kamu mana tahu ya tidak akan berjumpa lagi.
Unless they come to Phukong Thong.
Kecuali Anda pergi ke wihara Ante di Udon Thani, Wat Phukong Thong.
Okay, so then we make the close. You make the closing ceremony.
Tidak ada lagi? Tidak ada lagi yang mau bertanya? Hah? Kalau tidak, katakan buat ceremoni penutupan katanya. Ah. Oh, itu aja. Ngomong dulu lah. Ngomong dulu kemudian. Achan, she asked that yesterday Achan talked about the Apana Samadhi and Upacara Samadhi, but Achan didn't describe the Apana Samadhi or Upacara Samadhi. She would like to ask about how is the Apana Samadhi or Upacara Samadhi and the Upacara Samadhi.
I already described it.
Maybe just a little bit.
Upacara Samadhi is when there is no thoughts, no memories coming in, and when the citta is completely calm.
Upacara Samadhi adalah ketika tidak ada lagi pikiran dan ingatan, ketika pikiran kita, hati kita tenang sepenuhnya.
There is the knowing of the breath or the knowing of the Buddha.
Adanya yang mengetahui tentang nafas atau Buddha.
But there is no other thoughts. Or memories coming in.
Tetapi tidak ada pikiran ataupun ingatan memori yang masuk.
And apana samadhi? Huh? I mean, what can you say? It is one pointed, yeah?
Dan apana samadhi? Ya, apa yang bisa dapat kita katakan? Ia adalah kemanunggalan.
The observer and the object being observed become one.
Yang melihat dan yang dilihat menjadi satu.
How can you describe that?
Kita tidak dapat menjelaskan hal tersebut. Hmm?
You can describe it as, you know, Lungda Mahabodha said, you know, it is the pure knowingness that doesn't know any object.
Seperti yang Lungda Mahabodha katakan, apana samadhi adalah pure knowingness yang mengetahui yang murni, ya, yang tidak mengetahui objek apapun.
Why don't you go there and experience it yourself?
Kenapa,
then you know.
Kenapa Anda tidak pergi ke sana dan mengalaminya sendiri? Can we, Achan?
What?
Can we?
Of course you can.
Bisa.
But it takes a lot of effort.
Perlu banyak usaha.
Huh?
Most of them say, I can't do that, I can't do that.
I mean, who tells you that you cannot? The kilesa.
Siapa yang bilang kilesa hosimpien?
Actually, I cannot. I'm too lazy. Same thing.
Ya, sebenarnya kita terlalu malas. Sama juga. Kilesa.
I cannot do it. I don't want to do it. I'm too lazy. Yeah. No, it takes a lot of effort. Yeah. Always bring the mind back, you know, until you know it enters the one-pointedness.
Ya, perlu banyak usaha, ya, usaha yang keras sampai pikirannya menyatu, ya, menjadi kemanunggalan, ya, satu ke satu titikan kemanunggalan.
Are you not tired of all this constant thinking and memorizing, huh?
Ya, kita terlalu capek ya dengan terus-menerus berpikir ya dan mengingat ya, tanpa henti.
So useless.
Itu tidak berguna.
It doesn't help us at all.
Tidak berguna sama sekali, tidak membantu kita sama sekali.
We only think it helps us, yeah? I mean, when there's a situation, we know what to do. We don't have to think about, what am I going to do in this situation? Huh? We see, we know.
Kita tidak perlu, itu tidak berguna sama sekali, ya. Ketika terjadi sesuatu, ya, kita melihat dan kita bisa tahu langsung.
You understand?
Apakah
mengerti? Only here, not here.
Mengertinya di otak, belum di hati.
Okay.
Okay, ada lagi?
Everything that I talked about, you can experience for yourself.
Semua yang Bante sampaikan, ya, itu bisa kita alami, kita rasakan.
Just like the Lord Buddha, go and see for yourself, yeah.
Seperti yang disampaikan Sang Buddha, pergi dan buktikan dan lihatlah sendiri.
I show you the path. If you walk the path, you will see all the signs that I'm talking about.
Bante menjelaskan jalannya, ya, dan Anda bisa melihatnya bila kita melalui.
We are so tired. Oh, so difficult. It's all the kilesa talking. Yeah, translate.
Ya, terlalu sulit, ya, sangat sulit. Itu yang berbicara semuanya kilesa kita.
The kilesas are the main power that constantly, you know, tell us what to do, what to think, and what to like and what not to like.
Kilesa terus menerus ya, membuat kita, menyuruh kita apa yang ingin kita pikir, apa yang kita suka, apa yang tidak kita suka.
Yes, yesterday I talked about, you know, I mean there are three armies, yeah, greed, hatred, and delusion. Yeah.
Semalam Achan ada menyampaikan tentang tiga tentara, bala tentara, yaitu keserakahan, kebencian, dan ilusi.
Greed, you know, is one of the armies of kilesa. Hate is one of the armies, and delusion, you know, pushes the army of greed and hate. Yeah.
Ya, jadi ketamakan adalah bala tentara kilesa, kebencian juga, dan ilusi yang mendorong mereka dua, ketamakan dan kebencian.
If you don't like greed and hate, say I don't like, I like.
If
they think, you know, they don't have any greed and hate, you know, but they still have likes and dislikes.
Bila Anda mengatakan bahwa Anda tidak memiliki keserakahan ataupun kebencian, tetapi Anda masih memiliki suka, tidak suka.
Yeah, I mean, greed, you know, I mean, anything I like, I want, I wish for, you know, that is form of greed, yeah? Everything I don't like, you know, I hate, you know, is a form of hate, yeah? Or dislike, yeah?
Jadi apapun yang kita lihat, kita sukai, kita inginkan, itu adalah salah satu bentuk ketamakan atau keserakahan. Dan begitu pula juga apa yang kita tidak suka, yang kita tidak inginkan, itu adalah merupakan salah satu bentuk kebencian.
And it is all connected to this stupid body.
Dan itu semuanya berhubungan ya dan berakar di tubuh ini.
Whatever we like, whatever we dislike, you know, is connected to this body.
Apapun yang kita sukai, yang tidak kita sukai, itu semuanya berakar di tubuh ini.
Yeah. Investigate for yourself and you will see. Yeah.
Selidikilah sendiri dan Anda dapat melihatnya.
That's why we overcome once we overcome greed and hatred, there is no desire for a body anymore. There's non-returner. He doesn't come in any of forms.
Non-returner is anagami, kan?
Yeah. Non-returner anagami. Yeah.
Jadi seorang anagami yang sudah memutus belenggu keserakahan dan kebencian, ya, mereka tidak lagi menginginkan tubuh ini. Karena dua itu tadi berakar di tubuh.
Okay, so that's enough, yeah. Let's close up.
Okay, yeah. Mari kita just a simple close up, Achan.
What?
Just a simple close up. You thank you for Achan. Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Ya, mari kita sama-sama, ya, kita ucapkan satu. Ya, kita berterima kasih kepada Achan yang mau datang ke Pekanbaru, ya, dan mengajar kita. We thank you Achan for coming to Pekanbaru to teach us Dhamma. Ya. Kap. And I wish Achan continue to guide us in the right path.
What?
And I wish Achan keep guide us in the right path.
On the right path.
On the right path.
Yeah, I mean, I told you already. Yeah. But now it is up to you, you know, to follow the path.
Yeah. But Achan sudah menjelaskan jalannya, ya, dan tergantung kita. Apakah kita mau jalani atau tidak?
Okay. Huh? Make your picture and then we go.
Yeah. And then we just line up, ya, yeah, Achan, ya?
Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Just, yeah, line up.
Yeah, mari kita line up, ya, yeah, cowok di belakang. Hah? Oh, Dana. Oh, they would like to Dana, Achan.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dana first or photo first?
Yeah, no, Dana first.
Okay, Dana dulu, ya. Ini aja, ya, letak, ya. Tapi boleh oleh. Apa ngampau?
Oh. Ini letak aja, Mas.
Hah?
Letak aja, Nak. Kan coba kan pasti. Kan buku sih enggak sengaja.
Ya, ya, saya lah.
You just put it down there. People should put it there, yeah.
Yuk, silahkan. Hah? Ya, dah, Dana aja langsung. Ya. Should I take this down, Achan? No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yuk, bagi yang mau Dana langsung. Biar kita bisa foto-foto.
The biggest Dana you can give to me, you know, is follow the path.
Hmm. The biggest
Dana you can give to me is follow the path and develop sati.
Hmm. Dana yang terbesar yang dapat kita berikan ke Achan adalah kita mengikuti jalannya dan melatih sati kita.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, itu lagi. Satu-satulah. Hah? Ya, seremonial sih. Ya. Hah, suka lu.
No need to clap. They don't, you know, just why and then, you know, yeah. No. Otherwise it takes hours, yeah.
No need to
pay namaskara. Respect, yeah. Just why.
Tidak,
yeah,
perlu namaskara, ya.
No. Yeah, okay.
Ya, mana Kak Wala? Ya.
So feel sorrow. Oh.
perlu namaskara, ya. Tak perlu namaskara. Tidak perlu namaskara.
Jai jai.
Letak jadi sini, nanti saya ambil.
Jai jai. What is this?
Ball. Pak.
Ball.
Satu.
Okay, Rappan. Yata varivaha paraparipalanti sakarang eva meva itotinang petanang upakapati ititang patitang tumhang kipameva samichato sabe parento sankapa chandopanara soyata manichotira soyata sapitio vivachanto saparoko Vina satumate pavatvantarayo sukiti kayuko pava apivadana sile sanichang vutapachayino chattao tamavatanti ayu vanno sukhang pala.
Satu, satu.
Madin.
Satu, satu, satu. So we line up, Achan?
Yeah, line up.
Yuk, berbaris yuk. Should I turn off the recorder?
Yeah, turn.
Yeah, coba. Cowok dulu ya.
It's okay. The women can also sit here.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm sitting higher, so okay, they can sit. Yeah.
Susun agak sini lah ya. Enggak apa-apa. Ya. Yang belakang begini, belakang begini, ya, depan duduk.
Don't make it so white, you know. Make it a little.
Make
bit.
It white.
No, not so white.
Not so white, but too much. can they stand there, Chan?
Yeah, I mean three rows.
Tiga baris.
The retreat is finished, so I mean they can mix.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chan, can I use the tripod?
What?
Oh, I just take photo. Yeah. Wah.
Yeah, you can turn it off and use the tripod if you want to.
Okay, then. Nanti saya pakai handphone satu ya. Itu AI enggak nampak di belakang. Ini bentar ya. Aku di mana? Di samping sana. Oh iya iya ya. Satu, dua, ya bentar ya. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. One more.
One just more. Take the photo, huh? You don't have to be on it.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Smile, kimchi.
Kimchi. Ah, okay. One more. Handphone, Achan. Kimchi. Hah? Berdiri? Jauh. Ah, oke. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oke. Okay. Hah? Dah baking, baking. Oh, cantik lah. Oke, okay, thank you Achan. Ya. Yeah. Ada satu tadi. Oke. Okay. Yuk, hobanti quizzing. Ya.
Okay.
Ini sini. Ah. Ya, saya tanya Achan ya.
Okay, okay. Huh? No. Then everybody comes. No.
What? He's cousins, which is the one that artistic, yeah. He came,
yeah.
And then can Achan give him time to do dana?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Where is he?
Di mana? Is his cousin?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He said that he's very good in singing, but doesn't want to listen. Like Achan said, maybe he was a Frank Sinatra or something.
No.
Just kidding, Achan.
Yeah.